Carlos.
Hi, George. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
If you call me George one more time, we're going to have problems.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put in the note your name's Andres, and then I always call you George. I'm so sorry.
Hey, so listen.
I got my wires crossed.
Yeah. At least you're not calling me George because you think I look like him.
I won't tell him that you said that.
I always tell the customers when I try to tell them, hey, do you remember who George is? And they're like, oh, no. I go, it's a big, tall, ugly Mexican that wears a bucket.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're like, all right.
That's funny. What a visual.
Right, so, okay, so so talk to me about what's going to happen. Because I told them that I was going to go ahead and give you the okay to take those 149.
Okay.
But we're... You need to give me the rundown again, because what's probably going to happen, depending on after what you tell me, we're
yes.
probably just going to go ahead and pay it, because we're in a bind, and we're going to expand. We're going to start getting our hands involved in more things. Right now, it's like over here, it's a different world from where you're at and I am. And right now, we have no work for the next couple of weeks. And,
okay.
And I'm a pretty good sales guy. So we got this guy that's a welder that does all kinds of other things. And my goal was to be able to service everything a rancher needs or a farmer needs, you know?
Okay.
So he doesn't have to make different phone calls. And,
right.
So we got into a couple of other things and it worked out, but it's like, you know, the biggest thing is the economy, what happened this year.
Yes.
And I know it's affecting everybody, but
totally.
we're not afraid to get our hands dirty. And so go ahead and give me the rundown again of what's going to happen if we just say 149.
Okay. So first off, I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days for you because I don't want you to pay $149 today and then have another payment on the second. That's two payments too close
okay.
together. So you'll be paid
okay.
in full all the way till January 21st. And what okay. that does is it keeps all of the 48 directories that we have you on active. It covers the website, BrahamToughSteelBuildings.com, and the hosting of the site. Make sure that you're mobily optimized, meaning you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Now,
okay.
tell me, where is this 513 Northeast 3rd Street? Does that go to your business, or does that go to George as a resident, or to you as a resident?
That's just George's residence. That's all.
George's residence. Okay, because I want to let you know, Andres, that we've had Google send a PIN verification code to that address.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Okay.
This is stuff
that is not supposed to be brought up, but look, his wife, if she's in a bad mood, he's not going to have nothing coming. I don't care if there's a... If his mom called, I mean, it is an exaggeration, but I don't care if his mom called and she's got hospitalized. If she's in a bad mood with him, he's not going to get the message.
Oh, I see.
So I told him that she keeps grabbing the mail and just tossing it out because it's not something that's not of interest. I keep telling him, get a P.O. box just for the business. Then they ended up sending it to the house. Can we have it sent to my house?
Yes, I was going to just suggest that, Andres, because Google will reject a P.O. box, but if it's a physical address, they'll send it. So since
the problem
he's
is
not...
That, the mm-hmm. problem is that we don't receive our mail at the account. You have to have a P.O. box. But if you're going to UPS it or the mailbox, the mail carrier is going to bring it to the house, my wife is usually there. And so I can have her look out for it.
Give me a second because the person in that department that handles this just told me that it looks like your listing is already verified and live. So maybe
okay.
maybe what my team did is they did a video verification with Google behind the scenes.
I think they did.
Yeah, so let me just double check it. Oh, yeah, this is it. Oh, good. Okay, so that piece of the puzzle has been completed. So let me just tell him, can you switch it to verified in the settings so that we know verified in the It got pushed back during, so yeah, so it's live now. So what I'm going to do is suggest that you guys start working on getting a 5-star rating on this Google listing, okay? And the reason I suggest that is now that you're verified and you're coming up on the first page, if there's companies up there next to you that are getting a 5-star rating and you're not, it may affect your conversion, meaning that, you know, obviously they'll call the other guys that have the 5-star rating.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you an email, and it'll be titled Learn How to Get More Reviews, and it will help you get that 5-star rating. It's super simple, Andres. All you have to do is copy and paste and send it out to your past and present clients. But like I said, that's going to help you get some reviews going. So let me just indicate here and double check the email and make sure that it's hyperlinked together. So, and now I also want to verify if these emails are going to you or to George, because I think that you're going to be a little bit more. Okay, good, because that's what I wanted. I think you're a little bit more proactive with this, so I kind of wanted it to come to you. So let me send it to you real quick. So. Learn how to get more reviews. Now, if you have a logo or pictures or examples of services or anything special that you want us to put up there on the Google page, you can also send that over
pictures.
To please, yeah, because some people, they just, you know, say, hey, it's okay if you don't put much up there or if you have, you know, kind of stock photos. But I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll see. So, yeah, please, you could send those right over to support@localsplash.com. Or I can show you once this 149 is paid how to go on to the dashboard and upload them that way. Is that the way you did it last time?
Yeah, that's the way I did it last time.
Okay, so you're aware of how to do that. Okay, so now regarding the payment, Andres, is this card under your name or under George's name? How does it read?
It's under George. It's under George. It's under the business name and George's name.
Okay, oh, I have his name stored. And for the billing, is it his Northeast 3rd Street?
Yes.
The billing address? Okay, so what is the new card number when you're ready?
I'm going to have to... I thought you had it on file. I'm going to have to call him and get it right now.
I have it on file, but let me see. There's an issue with it, which is why I'm calling you. Oh,
there shouldn't be no issue with it.
I think maybe the bank sent him a new one because this says invalid transaction. So when you call him, ask him if his card still ends in 9227. If not, maybe have him send you... Yeah, okay, so that's the one that we have stored, so I think the bank sent him a new one in the meantime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing that would change would be the last four, right?
No, it probably would be a whole new card unless the bank just sent a new one with a fresh expiration. If it still ends in 9227, all we have to do is put in the new expiration, but if they sent a whole new card, I can update the whole new card.
Right. Okay, just... just give me a couple hours to do that because he's on us right now, and I'll get that to you. And it's going to be how much?
It's just $149, and then remember the extra 30 days on your billing on the back end. So we're going to eliminate that January 2nd payment.
Okay, so it's $149.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and you're going to be grandfathered into that rate, so it'll never go up.
All right, now, man, I appreciate it. How come everybody how come everybody's not as good and as helpful as you are?
Oh, that's sweet. You made my day.
but usually I'm a good ass kisser, but I'm not doing it this time. I'm just being honest.
Oh. Thank you for that.
Why is it that?
Like I said,
why is it
that made my day. People will usually... Yeah, you know, I don't know really who you spoke with in the past or what, you know, the experience was, but what I can tell you, Andres, is that you can always use me as a point of contact. You know, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, if you ever have issues, yep, you just plug in that 777. It'll ring to my desk. And I'll tell you, I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming or anything like that. But if you call me and I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay, here's the problem. Here's the issue that I've had. I mean, the whole experience with you guys has been overall good. Here's the only issue that I have. Everybody starts off with a lot of enthusiasm. And unfortunately, you're gonna call me sometimes. It's like you call people and they're not able to attend you at that moment. And then you start getting man, I don't need you to give me that. I don't need you to feel down, you know? I mean, you're supposed to be the one pumping me up and telling me, how good your product is. So when you,
when you sigh
or you're like, oh, you're killing it. I started dealing with this.
So
company.
You had people that had kind of like a negative attitude, it sounds like.
Yes. They started off good, and then when I told them, hey, I'm not available. You know, I've told you like 3-4 times that the door's not next to me, and you keep calling, and that's good with the same enthusiasm. And that's the way it should be, especially in sales, you know. I mean, you know, I'm in a place where sometimes I walk up to the coffee shop. Where do you want to go? Sometimes I walk up to the coffee shop. And see, all these ranchers have the tendency of hanging out at coffee shops, and they're all older folks. But there's some areas where you'll go in where people don't like you just because your skin color.
Really?
So, yes. In this day and age, it still happens. So they'll just look at you and not even say hello. I got to deal with that.
Wow.
But
I'm sorry to hear that, Andres.
Oh yeah. But I gotta keep my head up, you know? So.
You know what's funny about what you just said is I happen to be a white blonde lady, but my husband is Samoan, so all of my kids have the olive. Yeah, they all have that dark complexion. So sometimes they tease me and they call me white privilege, and it's kind of funny because they're my kids and they can do it, but they'll be like, you know, just if I go in somewhere and they give me a little extra like attention, they'll say that would have never happened if it was me.
No, but hey, but what you're overlooking is that. Excuse me. You said your husband is Samoan?
Yeah, he's Samoan.
No one's going to talk to him the way they talk to me out here.
Oh, that's funny. You're probably right.
He's a big guy. Yeah, okay. So, at the very least, they're going to get a smile out.
One of his best friends is a Mexican guy, but he's a huge Mexican guy. And people think he's Samoan, and it's so funny because he's not. He's Mexican, but one of his best friends. I've never seen like a Mexican guy that big, but he's huge, you know.
Well, George is actually a big Mexican guy. He's pretty big. Yeah,
oh,
he's
wow.
Big.
He's just like Randy Vasquez. That's my husband's buddy. No, so
he's like 6'2 or something like that, and he's big.
Wow.
But. Yeah. I mean, it sucks every time I go. Every time he's got to switch, buy new boots. I gotta help him, and it's like, it's worse than taking my wife. It's worse than going with your wife to shop, because you know guys don't like going with their women to shop for clothes. But it's George is like just to buy a pair of boots. As a matter of fact, we went to this town the other day, and I love this about this place we went to. They still handmade your boots, and they were. Mama, sorry about that. Can you guess up? Yeah. So what was I going to tell you?
About the hand making of the boot?
Can you put it?
But you got to get closer.
Okay. Yeah, he paid $700 for handmade boots.
What? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, man.
They had to make them to his size, exactly to his size.
Well, I'll give you a little heads up. Have you heard of the Have you heard of the department store Nordstrom?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay. So they have a discount version of their store called Nordstrom Rack, and when I go there, they have shoes up to size like 20. They have 18, 19, 20 for men, and it's amazing. Yeah. Like these shoes, I mean, sometimes I look at them, and I mean, my husband has big feet, but I'm like, this is like for a giant. But the reason I tell you that is you could go online or tell George to go online to NordstromRack.com, and he can search for men's boots, and he can put in what size he is, and I'm pretty sure they would have them because they always have them in the store and the big sizes. So that's my little, like, inside secret, because all the men in my family, they all have big feet.
Yeah.
So I always find them good shoes over there at that Nordstrom Rack. But they have the same inventory online, you know, so I'm sure that, you know, you could probably just get them a pair and ship it, and it's not going to be $700, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, yep.
Hey, but what was I going to tell you? No one knows what a Samoan is out here. When I tell them about that, they don't know what.
How did you know? Yeah, because you're right. They don't know in the Midwest what a Samoan person is.
Well, I'm from California.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, because I grew up in Chicago, and when I came out here to California, that's where our office is located. And my husband was one of the first people I met. I didn't know what a Samoan was either. I just thought, oh, that's so exciting. I met someone from Hawaii. I never met anyone from Hawaii before.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it's different. Samoa is still, you know, a Pacific island, but it's not Hawaii. It's its own entity, you know? So.
And I hope your husband is like Samoans from Samoa Island, because they are the nicest people, you know?
I call him a fob, you know, fresh off the boat, because he's been here like 40 plus years, but he still acts like he's like such an islander, you know. So.
I grew up in the gang neighborhoods, so all the Samoans are mean, you know. But I've heard from Samoans that when I was in the military, there was Samoans that never set foot on American soil until they joined the service, and they say that when these parents bring their kids back or bring them to the island, the known Samoa, you know, they end up beating them up because they come with such an attitude, and they put an end to that as soon as they get to know them. They're like, you're not gonna act like that right here, because Samoans.
Yeah, they are. People of respect, that's for sure, and it works both ways. We have relatives in San Diego. When one of their boys was in high school, he started going down the wrong path. Tell you what, they sent him to Samoa, and he came back a few years later a total different person. It was amazing. You almost couldn't recognize him when he came back, because he was so polite and so respectful, and it was amazing, you know. But I don't think they did that just by talking to him. I mean, they get pretty rough out there. What gang member neighborhood did you live in California?
Well, I grew up in the projects in San Pedro, and there was Crips, and there was a Mexican gang, and then I moved to Wilmington, and there was a blood gang there, and that's where we saw shootings every night. Every night somebody got killed for the first couple of years there, until the sheriffs and the LAPD and a couple of other agencies came, and they shut that place down because it was bad.
Wow. So I have to tell you a really quick story, and you're going to laugh. Yeah. When we first came from Chicago, we were looking for a house. I was only 18 at the time. And so we had friends that lived in Covina, but we wanted to move to Huntington Beach. So we, knowing nothing about the area, I think this was like 1985, we looked on a map, and we thought, let's just stay somewhere in the middle, so we picked Compton.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So we got a hotel. Yeah, we got a hotel at the Holiday Inn in Compton. And it's so funny because here we are, two blonde ladies from the Midwest, we didn't know, like, that was during, like, the big-time Bloods and the Crips and all the gang activity. We didn't know that. We'd come and go in our hotel, and sometimes we'd hear dogs barking and chains, and we didn't think anything of it. And it's so funny because the coolest thing happened to me at that hotel. I had a terrible toothache, and you know how, like, when a little tooth hurts, it hurts like your whole body, right? So we went down to have breakfast. Yeah, in the morning.
Don't tell me somebody punched your tooth out.
No. But get this. We go down in the hotel to have breakfast, and my mom was like, "What do you want to order?" And I said, "You know, I'm so sorry. My tooth hurts. I can't eat anything." And she, "Oh, come on. You have to eat something. I'll at least get you a milkshake." I don't want it. I'm in too much pain. So next minute, the phone rings, and this was before cell phones, you know, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so the hostess comes up to me, and he says, "You know, there's someone on the phone for you." And I said, "Someone on the phone? That's, I mean, how? You know, I don't know, but they're asking for you." So I come to the phone, and it was a lady, and she said, "You know, I was just in there eating breakfast, and I heard you and your mom talking that you have a toothache. And my dad happens to be a dentist, and this was a Sunday. And he said, she said, he's willing to see you. I told him the situation, and he's going to see you." And we took her up on the offer, not knowing anything about the area, you know, that maybe it's not safe to go to a dentist in Compton, right?
Yeah.
But it ends up that he was the mayor of Compton at the time. He was the mayor of Compton, and he had a little side practice as a dentist. And he couldn't do much for my tooth because it was so infected, but he gave me, like, an antibiotic and some pain medicine, which got me through my trip, you know? But I'm like, wow, it's so amazing, because if I had known a little bit more about the area, I would have probably said, "You're crazy. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know." This is a setup, you know?
I'm going to say one more thing, and we'll have to get off the phone, but you know that Compton is the only place where they still ride horses on the street?
No.
Yes,
that's a joke, right?
Look up Cowboys in Compton.
Cowboys in Compton. Okay, I'm going to look it up. I'm curious if you're serious or if that's a joke.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. I'm being serious.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, I'm being serious. Yeah. So when I talk to you, you've already looked at it, you're going to. But let me get off the phone, and I'm going to have lunch with my wife, and then I'm going to get a hold of George, and I'll get that for you, okay?
Sounds good. Okay, and if I don't hear from you, I'll call you in a couple of hours, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay,
it's better if you call me back, like, it's better if you call me back before an hour before you go home, because then I'll be back in town where he's at. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. I put for 12 o'clock, but I'll push it more to, like, 3 o'clock. How's that? Well, that would be 5 o'clock your time. Is that okay?
Yeah, and that's fine. 4, 4.30, anytime after 4 o'clock.
After 4. Okay, you got it. I'll call you then. 4 o'clock your time. Okay,
thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Right,
you're welcome.
Bye.